Item number four, from the director, Milwaukee County Zoo, requesting authorization to execute a contract with Living Exhibits, Inc. for the provision of the Stingray and Shark Lagoon at the zoo during the summers of 2013 and 2014, including the revenue share program for animal food sales and in-water photo opportunities.
Mr. Wickenhauser?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, this will be the third time that we've brought the Sharks and Rays exhibit to the zoo. This goes in our special exhibits building. One of the things we know that our visitors really enjoy is an interaction with live animals, and this opportunity provides visitors to physically get up to the exhibit that the sharks and rays are in, place their hands in there, they can feed the sharks or rays. Generally, it'll be rays. The sharks are there to look at for the most part. They're a little more shy than rays, but they'll come up, they'll brush your hand, they'll take a piece of smelt out of it. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's an educational exhibit with graphics and one that has been very popular in the past.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm dying to understand what in-water photo opportunities means.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor Borkowski, I'd be happy to explain that. This contract was approved with the 2013 budget. When we started the final negotiations of the contract, there was an opportunity to expand the revenue by this in-water photo opportunity. The camera is in the water. The visitor is on the outside, and the camera will split the water surface and the air with a particular lens so that as you reach down and feed the ray as it comes by, you'll see your hand in the water feeding the ray, and you'll see your face above the water.
So we couldn't put the visitor in the water and the camera outside.
There is a potential for doing that, certainly. We have discussed that opportunity. Given the temperament of the rays and the sharks, there may be an opportunity for an in-water experience. And, Mr. Chairman, if that does occur, we'd like to have our Supervisor Borkowski come out and just judge this, whether that's a good experience or not.
You know, Mr. Wickenhauser, it was just crossing in my mind that had Mark and I been in art school together, he certainly would have been in the surrealist group.
Yes.
And I think that if they knew I was going to be there in my Speedo, that would drive up attendance.
Other question by committee members? The pleasure of the committee. We have a motion to approve by Supervisor Sanfilippo. If there is no further discussion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you as always.
To approve the resolution, right? Not a supervisor.